All right, any questions so far on the project phases? Definition of project management. Any quick questions? Clear so far? All right, great. So yeah, let's detail it. Hoping to get questions as we go into the details already. So what is the focus of each phase? And what we're going to do is the next few sessions, we'll be breaking down each phase. I'll give you summaries so that you're able to remember, okay, at this point, I need to be doing this. Okay. So first, like we stated, there's an opportunity. Okay, for whatever reason, your boss or you, if you initiated the project yourself also, that happens sometimes. But more often than not, we're told to do something by our boss. Okay, there is some kind of reason for it. That is what we call the opportunity. Okay, there's something that we need to take advantage of. Maybe it's a critical moment. We need to do this now. For whatever reason, we're saying this is worth putting time, energy, investment on. It's worth your time to do this. So that's the opportunity. Okay, so that opportunity needs to translate into a project brief. Okay, that's why you need to initiate the project planning and project execution process with this critical point. Okay, this is one of the most skipped phases, but it's one of the most critical parts of a project. What I found out is, especially in our organization, because we're very good at just doing. Okay, we're very good at doing. The way I describe it is it's bumper car theology. Okay, we don't know where we're going, but we drive forward anyway. And then, boom. Oh, no, don't go there, don't go there. By the grace of God, we kind of find our way through. I don't know, can you relate? What I found out is having a one-hour meeting, clarifying why are we doing this, what exactly are we trying to achieve, when do you want this done by, saves me as a project owner so much heartache and unnecessary extra meetings afterwards. Okay, so this is unfortunately the part that we skip, but we probably shouldn't. Okay, this is critical because it actually lays the groundwork for the rest of the project. Okay, it's so exciting to see the building getting established now, seeing the two cranes. Every time I drive in and I see the two cranes, I end up stopping there and just for a moment, I'm like, wow, this is real na talaga, okay? And it's interesting because we all feel that way when the thing's already getting built. But for so many months, you couldn't see anything. Nothing was happening. It was like just nonstop digging. Parang ano ba nangyayari dyan? Parang you look at it, there's a pile of dirt. The next thing you look at it, still the same pile of dirt. You know, parang hardly anything was happening, but that was the most important part. We would not be able to go to this part if that part didn't happen. And the initiation phase is similar. Okay, this is the phase that it feels like, you know, parang pwede na yan, okay na yan. But really, if you don't do this part right, it'll cause you a lot of problems in the future. If you do this part right, you will actually be able to move forward faster. Okay, so please think this one through. The initiation phase of a project allows the person or the group ultimately responsible for the project to share the vision of why, how, to the people who will actually execute the project. Okay? So this helps you. If you were the one assigned ultimately to make sure the project succeeds, we call you the project owner. Okay? If you're the one, at the end of the day, ikaw yung taya. That's what Jack said earlier. For example, the team building, there's a lot of people doing the project. But at the end of the day, success or failure, we will look at Jack and go, kasi ikaw yung taya. In the whole team, you're the one who's day-to-day, you need to be thinking this day in and day out, ensuring its success. You're the project owner. Okay? So Ryan was saying, kanina, the four videos. We produce a lot of videos for Discipleship 2013, but for the different videos that we produced, si Ryan yung taya sa those four videos that he mentioned. The other guys were responsible for some of the other videos. So you all know, that there have been projects that have been assigned to you that at the end of the day, if you didn't push it forward, it will not push forward, right? So that means you are the project owner. So you're responsible to provide this phase. Okay? If your pastor doesn't call a meeting to you to explain why you're doing it, okay, that's not his fault. Because as far as he knows, he clearly communicated to you. Does that make sense? For whatever reason, he thinks he already passed the work over to you. If you still are unclear on why or what's the point? It's now incumbent on you to go back and initiate this phase of the project. Okay? So the focus at this point is only one thing, clarity. Okay? The goal is to bring clarity. Somewhere in here, the opportunity created work for you. You need to be clear on why. Okay? Why are you now moving your schedules to adjust your time? You know, why are you now gathering a group of people? Why are you now spending this much money? You need to be clear. More than anyone else, you need to be clear on why. And guess what? Many times, the person who gave you the work isn't absolutely clear on why. He just has a gut feel. There's something in there. The Holy Spirit told him. I mean, really, all of these things come into play. Okay? But it's now on you to be clear on why. So what are you trying to clarify? You're trying to clarify the following questions. Okay? Pastor Joey, I sit down with Pastor Joey. Okay, Pastor Joey, you said you wanted to do this. Okay, what exactly are you thinking of wanting to do? And I sit down with him. So one hour meeting, I ask him, what do you want? That's what I just did last Tuesday. We're about to hold Discipleship 2014. If you admins don't know about that yet, surprise! We're doing Discipleship 2014, and you're all a part of it. Okay, so this is the one project that will involve all of Victory Metro Manila. Okay, it's going to be fun to orchestrate. Okay, and so I spent last Tuesday clarifying this question. I sat down in front of the senior pastors of Metro Manila, and I asked, what do you want to do? And I stopped, and I waited, and we spent 1 hour getting that answer. And I was not budging from that meeting until I got that answer. Okay? So there, that's what happened. Okay? So what do we want to do? Why do we need to do this well? That's an important question, because that's the driver. That's the motivator. Okay, the time will come, you're halfway through the project, everybody's picon na, you're overtiming, you know, some of the funds aren't working, aren't in place yet, there's a lot of issues. You need to go back to why do we need to do this well, to remind yourself why you're slaving at 10 in the evening for this. Okay, or if you're leading a team, you need to every now and then be able to articulate this yourself so that your team, because vision leaks. Okay, vision leaks. You started a project excited, 2 months into it, nobody wants to do it anymore. Vision leaks. It's your job to constantly cascade that. If you don't know why in the beginning, it's going to be hard to figure out why halfway through. Okay, who will get this done? Okay, this has to do with roles and responsibility. Okay, maybe you were the project owner, but not necessarily the one who will actually provide the skill set to execute the project. Okay, I often get asked to do projects that I have no skill set for. My main responsibility is to ensure success. I need to find the right talents who have the skill set and the abilities required to execute this project well. Okay, like what do I know about web programming? Nothing. Okay, but I will ensure that the project will succeed. And I will make sure part of that is ensuring that the right people are around me to ensure that that will happen. Next, when will this need to be done by? Okay, and guys, in our world, everything is Russian and Argentinian. Okay, so now na, yesterday sana, di ba? Parang ganon yung, di ba? Ganon yung mga request eh. Let's do this. When? Now. When is it needed by? Yesterday, di ba? So ano ba naman to? But really, what you need to do is craft a real. You need a real answer from your boss. Okay, no, seriously. Given everything we're doing, when do you need this done by? Okay, so this February 1, 10:30 to 12:30, for sure, there will be a Discipleship 2014. Now that that's sure, I took a step back and I said, okay, then that means this needs to be done by then, 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 this needs to be done by then. Okay? So we plotted backwards and now we're looking and we're going, all right, game. Okay, so there are real dates now. It needs to be done by this time. Okay? And then lastly, how will this get done? Okay, this is an entry-level stab at actually deep planning out. Okay, I'm going to need... So, parang Discipleship 2014, because that's the one on top of mind for me right now. Okay, so... Discipleship 2014. They've already decided, here are the goals. Ah, Jill's going to hear this for the very first time. I haven't met with my team. So... Okay, so they said objective one, this, objective two, this, objective three, this. Okay, so we locked down now. I now have clear objectives. Okay. Now, in my head, in order to achieve those objectives, I'm now detailing how will we do that. So I have a few ideas already, and I can, at the project brief, detail a few of it. Okay. But as we do the project planning later on, you're going to be able to detail that further. But at least for now, meron ka ng mga basic deliverables, alam mo, kailangan mangyari to. Does that make sense? All right, so there. So, once again, define the opportunity and the objectives. So, hindi pa lumabasa yan. Next, identify who the project sponsor is and who the project owner is. Again, the project owner is the one who is ultimately responsible for the results, the success, and the completion of the project. That's the project owner. So, who's the project sponsor? Okay? Ano yung sponsor? Ba't kailangan mo pa ng project sponsor? Yung project sponsor, yung tinatawagan mo kapag nagka-problema ka. Does that make sense? Si Angelo, for example, is in charge over the SE Tech Experience online giving project that we initiated. Okay, he's working with people in comms, working with people in finance, and working with people in dev. But he's project owner. But when he has a problem, he has a project sponsor. He tells Gigi. Okay, so Miss Gigi, who is his project sponsor, has the ability to remove roadblocks that he as project owner cannot. Does that make sense? Big brother. You need a big brother. Okay? So like in Discipleship 2014, I'm working with a steering committee of, can you imagine, I have 15 senior pastors I need to coordinate and make keep happy. Okay? But in order for us me to do that, I asked them for a steering team. 3 pastors who I can at any point call. And I'm a sigurista. You're going to know this about me. I'm deliberative. So I always think something's going to go wrong. So I already banked on, I already have 3 of the apostolic team as project sponsor. Na yung tipong, kapag magka-problema, kayo kakausapin ko ah. And everything. Because if I need one of these senior pastors to be able to move, and I can't move them, you can. Okay? And so that's what's happening. Okay? So I'm really, really excited about that. So, but are you clear on the difference? Project owner is the one who is ultimately responsible to move the project forward. Project sponsor is the person you call a friend, who has the capacity and the ability to move roadblocks you cannot. Okay? When you need extra money, your original budget was kulang, and you need the authority to access more funds, it's your project sponsor who has that ability to create that opportunity for you. Okay? Next, estimate the initial resources required to actually achieve the project objective. So, this is the phase that tinatansya mo na. Like, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm already, the reason sila Jael haven't met, I'm already trying to figure out who's the team I'm going to need to create Discipleship 2014 that's going to be simultaneous across 15 locations in Metro Manila and possibly X number of centers across the Philippines. Who's still going to be the team for me to do that? And so that's what I'm doing right now. Okay, I'm about to form the resources that I need. Okay, so that's the project team, that's the money, that's the kind of equipment, that's the kind of time you're going to need, the kind of venues you're going to be doing this in. So that's resources. Clear? All right, so that's it. So the output of the initiation phase is a physical document, which we will take time on. It's called the project brief. Okay? The project brief. This formally initiates the project and becomes the basis of planning for the project. Okay? The term formally is critical there. Why? Because in our world, every project happens in a conversation. Sometimes in the canteen. Diba? Parang sa canteen, nakita-kita, oh, no. Next thing you know, you just got assigned work. And you didn't realize it. Okay? So what you want to do is formally initiate the project. Now that your boss has talked to you, in his head, nasa yun na. So what you want to do is call an official meeting. Maybe with a few people that you know you're already going to be working with to do the project. Sometimes it's just you and your boss again. Okay? Or you and the person, your client. Depende, whoever. But this needs to happen. If you don't do this, later on you're going to be calling these people up because magkagulo kayo. Okay? So, this outlines what will be done, why it will be done, how it will be done, who will get it done, and when it needs to be done, why? By the questions we stated earlier. Okay? Always make sure that you put this in writing. this is the most important part here. Bible says, write it down, make it plain. Okay? So that other people may run with it. If you want your project and your project team to be able to run with confidence, run with the, talagang everybody, all systems go, take the time to write it down. And here's what I found out. And I've done this several times. I've helped facilitate several strategic plannings. We've done several meetings, brainstormings, whatnot. Here's what I found out. 10 people in a room can nod their head for the same conversation and come out of that very meeting hearing 10 very different things. But when you put it in writing and you literally project the words, or in our case of a whiteboard ang style, no, you write it down. For some reason, the act of putting it into words clarifies for everybody if that's what they mean or not. Like, I've spent 1 hour discussions debating the choice of one verb in a statement. It feels like it's tedious, frustrating work. Okay na yan. But no, it is not. Because the difference of ensuring to the word ensure is different from the word, something. I'm trying to remember now some of the meetings I've been in. But sobrang, paminsan, why are we taking time to make sure the words are correct? Because the meaning is critical. And what I found out is, if you don't take the time to try to write it, you think you get it, the boss thinks they get it, but actually you're talking totally different things. And so it's the articulation process that is critical at this point that brings clarity. Okay? Now, my recommendation is do this in a meeting. What you may want to do, some of you, depending on the kind of boss that you have, some of you, you may need to go to your room on your own, draft this, and then come up in front of your boss, present it, and then have him edit it. That's me and Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve does not have the time to sit with me and craft it as I think of it. So what I do is I spend 30 minutes with him, I spend my 1 hour putting it in paper, then I go in front of him and I go, does this sound like what you just said? And he edits it on the fly. And then I come out, that's it, we're done. We have a document. Pastor Joey, it's the other way around. He loves bantering with me. So I will sit down in his office, pull out a whiteboard marker, and there on his wall, start drawing with him. You know. And so Pastor Joey, this is what you're saying. And then he changes it as we talk. And then the next thing you know, we're talking about other things. And then I pull it back in. He loves that. Pastor Manny, it's the other way around. Okay, I give him a document, I leave the document on his desk. Pastor Manny, I'll come back in 2 hours. Okay? Sige, Carlos. And you see him. Okay, sige. So he leaves it. I'll come back 2 hours. So Pastor Manny, yung ganun. So ano ba to, Carlos? You know, and then I walk him through it. Hindi. But the fact that it's with him 2 hours matters. You have to understand. You have to know how to lead your bosses. Input team to Pastor Manny. If I surprise him with a decision, he will not make one. But the idea that he has had it with him for a while is important. So you guys need to learn how to manage your bosses. Okay? But I'm telling you, all of that, at the end of the day, what the critical component was the brief. So the brief with me and Pastor Joey, we write it together. He loves that. For Pastor Steve and for Pastor Manny, I write it, and then I present. If I'm presenting to the 15 senior pastors, I write it. I write all of it. Okay? And then I present. Okay? So they kind of love me for that, you know, because I don't require them to have to think too much, because the reality is to run the churches that they're running day to day. I mean, you don't know the half the problems that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, you know. So anything I can do to relieve them from having to do detail into something that really they shouldn't be detailed, and the quality of the tissue paper, parang hindi na talaga dapat, you know, kung anong klaseng kape bibilhin, kung Maxis ba or Maxwell or ano, dapat hindi na talaga sila nag-iisip nun eh. So anyway, so here we go. So here's the Project Brief content. You have a template there in your handout on the Project Brief content. So here's what we'd like to do. Okay? Sorry, I pressed it too much. Ooh. Sorry. So
Sorry, lumagpas. Can you look at your project brief template? And here's what I want to do. Okay, we're about to go into our lunch break. Could you take a moment and picture a project in your mind that you're currently working on or have just finished? If you're not working on a project right now, what project you just finished. And I want you to try to fill up the information there. Okay? So, go. I'm going to find the questions. Put it up. So those are the questions. All right, so give it a try. So what's the name of the project? You know, I realized the name of the project matters. I love the SC Tech's experience, you know. Made it so much more cool than credit card online giving improvement plan, you know. So how many of you are done getting there? Here's what we'll do, okay? I'll give you guys your lunch break. The project you're choosing here is important because as we go into the next templates, you're going to continue with it. Okay, so the project you're choosing here is critical. Okay, some of you were able to articulate it easily because you've had these conversations. Maybe it's your first time to actually put it in paper, but you've had these conversations. Because, you know, if you want to succeed, because these are the questions you need to be clear on. Eh. But some of you, you're actually having a hard time because I actually don't know. You know, that's good. That's showing you the gaps that of information where you need to be coordinating with your boss to be clear on. Okay, again, the focus of this point is clarity. Okay, we all, you and me, if I'm your boss, I'm the one who gave you the project, and you're the project owner, we have to be on the same page. This document helps us both look at it and go, okay, we're on the same page. Does that make sense? And again, the value of it being written helps me hold myself accountable as the one who gave you the work, that's really the work I'm asking you to do. And it holds you, as the owner of the project, accountable to the work you accepted. Okay? The most important ones there, every single one is important, but let me just give a quick point on objectives. Okay, objectives lead to work. We like to use the term outcome objectives, meaning picture the end. Begin with the end in mind. By the end of this project, that's how I like to write my objectives. By the time this whole initiative is done, by the end of this project, we will have... And then you state it. I'll use Angelo's SE Text, for example. By the end of the SE Text Experience project, we will have a simplified method for members to be able to give online through BPI, a more friendly user interface that allows all of our partners to give through their credit cards, give using their credit cards through all of our 5 major giving up. Oh no, parang ganon. By the time we are done, union experience. Distinguish that from deliverables. Because deliverables are actual output. Okay? So, in deliverables, Angelo will now detail, ito yung mga kailangan gawin. Okay? So, Angelo will now go, I need to build a user interface that connects Think Ministry to BPI so that the PRN can be received without having to log on. One. So that's one. One clear deliverable. Two, user interface that allows us to access Ministry Platform and Peso Pay in a way that does not require login. Three, that these interfaces implement on the 5 websites. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Detailed kung ano yung mga website. 4, new text to reflect the changes. 5, does that make sense? Doon medyo nagdidetalye ka na ano yung actual output na kailangan mangyari. But here, all you're doing is you're just drawing yourself the clear target. Okay? So that's the big difference between objectives and deliverables. Because I can end up with 5 websites, but I will evaluate it on whether the user experience is what we stated on the beginning here. Does that make sense? So you could say objective. By the time we are done with the discipleship, the leaders' convergence, appreciating our volunteers, appreciating our leaders at the end of the year, diba? Our victory group leaders' appreciation. By the time we are done with this event, we will have 800 victory group leaders feeling like they've spent their year effectively by doing discipleship. 2, yung outcome objectives. And then deliverables. One meeting, diba? One meeting venue. We will give one giveaway. We will have 3 special numbers. We will have a program that I guess ganon. Iba yon. Clear? Any questions on that? All right. So I'm gonna give you guys a break.